150. Disclosure Day movie night.
AKA full disclosure.
AKA full disclosure, this movie sucks. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rokitansky,
Brad Abrahams,
and Liv Agar.
Happy Disclosure Day, folks. That's right. After today, there will be no mistake. Aliens are real, and our government hired contractors are not being very gentle with them. It's also Happy Weezer Day to those who celebrate. I know this is coming out tomorrow, but when we recorded it, there's Weezer's 20th album, 20th self-titled album, Gold, out today. They're not paying me to do this, but, you know, as an older guy, as somebody that listened to music in the 90s, like, to have your favorite band still putting out music and it's actually, like, still, like, pretty good and surprisingly good, actually. Shout out Kenneth Beats. It's wonderful. Actually, I'm trying to do anything to avoid from talking about this movie.
Yeah, it's not like the movie, which is also from someone who you appreciate in the 90s and want to make movies like he did then.
Oh my God, that is so true. My content heroes, some of them, sometimes they disappoint and sometimes they surprise.
He should have hired Kenneth Beats to write this.
We really should have hired Kenneth Beats to write this movie, or to direct this movie,
come
up with the story, because Steven Spielberg didn't actually write the screenplay himself on this one, but we're going to get to all that. So, of course, everyone, and I'm exaggerating when I say that, wanted to know what Brad and I thought about Spielberg's latest extraterrestrial offering.
Yeah, and I mean, this is like the fourth disclosure ep that I've been on, and I keep saying it's my last one, but Jake pulled me back in.
Well, because Brad saw it. I was really excited to see the movie. I actually quite liked, I know it gets a lot of hate, but I really liked War of the Worlds, which was written by the same guy and directed by the same guy. But that movie also had Tom Cruise, which is, you know.
Sure, yeah.
That's different. So, but I was really looking, you know, I'm always, it's Spielberg, like, I'm down to see what he's up to. I always like to check in with my faves, even if, you know, I don't think their latest work is representative of what made me fall in love with them. I mean, look, I'm a Weezer fan. That was good. That was pretty quick. I'm getting quicker at podcasting, I think. But people in my real life are telling me that I should, you know, like, not talk so much, that silence is okay.
That's a sign that you know that you're a good podcaster, is if people are telling you to stop.
That I don't have to, like, fill every, you know, second of silence with content. So I'm trying to find a balance in my own life. But anyways, I wanted to see this. Brad saw it first, and he was like, it's really bad. And he said it in a way that I was like, oh, it doesn't even sound like it's, like, kind of a fun bad. Like, you could be like, oh, you know, it's not great, but, like, go to the theater. You'll have a fun time. Like, it's, you know, it's what I imagine people would have said about War of the Worlds when it came out.
Mm. Yeah. Did you first watch this in the theater, Jake?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. I did a bad and I rented online on streamer.
Yeah, it was a good thing I saw it in the theater the first time, and I was with, like, a big group of friends who were also kind of like alien heads, and made it somewhat exciting. So I was a bit clouded by the atmosphere. Although, you know, on the subject of boomers, which we'll get to later, there was this older lady who in the middle of the film just got up and started clomping around the theater for like 10 to 15 minutes, kept going in the exit, like out the exit door, back in, walking around up and down all the aisles. She was just clearly very confused. Like something happened. She got very confused. It was sad. It's like, are you all right? And she was like, yes, I can't find my seat. And finally she found her seat and she sat down. Aside from that though, so it was kind of like I found it like an entertaining experience. But then as I thought about the film more and more, the more I realized how terrible it was. And it was such a slog to get through this second time. It took me all day to watch, like, just little bits here and there to watch it again. And Liv, what was your first experience watching?
Yeah, I really wanted to like it. I went in knowing basically nothing, except for, of course, like, the title is a spoiler. It's like reading Return of the King and being like, I wonder if this king is going to return or not. There's a lot of suspense. But like, I wanted to like the film, but I just like the basic premise is exciting, but mm-hmm. everything outside of that is uninteresting. Yeah. I think that's maybe why it's different than the War of the Worlds as a movie. Yeah. Is like you kind of want to mm-hmm. like that film, even if it's like not the best. You know, there are things you can yeah. critique. But this is just like, no, I don't really like the premise.
Yeah. And did you watch it? Did you just watch it like at home?
I watched it at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that I can't imagine that as my first watch yeah. through, just because of how disappointing it is.
You bring up a really interesting point, Liv, that I've forgot. As I was saying that, I could feel my own point slipping away.
That the premise, it was that the premise, like, you didn't really like it.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, yeah, you make an interesting point, Liv, which is if you're going to name, God, we're such pros. You helped me fucking figure out you knew exactly what to do. We're such pro podcasters. People think this job is easy. It ain't. 350 episodes. Oh, are you laughing still after 350? Good. You're paying. We're talking to the people who are paying hard-earned cash, so I hope you are. We're putting in. Hey, good thing Travis is not here. He would have stopped this rant long ago.
Jesus derailed himself.
If you name your movie Disclosure Day, and I'm going into the movie knowing that that's what's going to happen, that over the course of the movie, the world is going to find out that aliens exist, you gotta do something with that. Like, it can't just be, like, about all of the moments leading up to the world finding out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God. And I have some specific moments throughout the script, and I apologize, but I'm going to turn this into a little bit of a lesson, and I'm sure Brad,
sure.
I'm sure...
Yeah.
As a fellow screenwriter, you also have some things to say about how this film was assembled, because it's truly impossible to understand how anybody, I don't know.
How anyone thought this way of doing it was a good idea.
Yeah.
It's honest, like, it was really not a suspenseful movie. To me, no. Like, it was no. Like, I know it's gonna happen. They have Moadib. They wrote a character who's Moadib, basically, who is like knows everything and cannot be misled, and like always gets out of, like, you know, Deus Ex Machina.
Yes.
to jump ahead slightly.
It is.
So it's
yes.
Like, I don't like. Is there gonna be an interesting twist on this? I don't know. Like, it kind of immediately showed what it was and what was gonna happen.
Yeah. If we already know what the premise is, then you have to have like a really interesting twist that like something. Like the disclosure footage has to happen within the first 10 minutes of the movie. You know what I mean? Like, that's how the movie has to open. And then what are the, you yeah. know, or if it's leading up to the release, then something has to happen. You have to start with a character
yes.
that is
yes.
in, like...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Okay, so we'll get into all the critique, because I've written all of
there,
this
yeah.
out. So we'll get into the critique. But, you know, from the moment, you know, this movie's release was imminent, I had heard... that it was buns ass doo doo butt. But I was not expecting something that resembled the type of right wing content that we usually watch for our movie nights.
You just mean like stylistically, like, yeah, yeah.
Stylistically
yeah.
and like the feeling of it, like this movie's DNA to me had far more in common with something that Angel Studios might make than my beloved Amblin, you know?
In a sense, yeah, because the. I'll mention it later, but the performances were so terrible, too. Like, that's what made it feel like an Angel Studio film.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.